Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So we did get one call. We got one, okay? And here's the theory, is that some women have like sort of this timeline in their head for life, right?
I think a lot of women do. Yeah, you feel like the pressures to not only, you know, start a career and get your education and all that kind of stuff, but also to start a family and get married at a certain time in your life. And I think everybody has different times they want to do that, but most of us line it up on when our moms did it, even though our lives are so different from our moms now.
And there are some women that will take this to the extreme, that they're very goal-oriented, and if that was their goal, damn it, it's going to get done. So that's really who we're looking for. And like that time that you're supposed to be engaged is coming up, like in a week or 2 weeks or 3 months, and this is the weekend you've decided to go husband hunting.
Yeah.
Is what we kind of have in our head.
I mean, you are hunting. You're out there to find the best prey, and then you're going to capture them, and you're going to make him yours forever.
Man, is that the name of a dating agency? Because it should be.
Husband hunters.
Because I've known people who said this year, I've never known anybody this weekend, but I have known people who said, you know what, by the end of this year, that's it. I'm going to get married. And sure enough, they
did. This is it. Mm-hmm. This is your weekend. Atlanta is your gaming ranch this weekend. And all the men are behind the gate. You're going to get one.
Yep. There's a target on their head.
You don't know if it's going to be a small one or a big one, but damn it, you're walking home with something. Liz wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am, well, I'm fine. I was just listening. You guys are absolutely on point.
All right, are you?
Men hunt, women hunt.
So you are husband hunting this weekend?
No, I'm married. But my friend, I'm on basically going to be Operation Find a Husband for my girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. Does she know it?
Does she know you're doing this?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm very on point. Like you said, I'm business-oriented. And you know what's funny? It's just like you were talking about moms. I'm not sure if that's really the point, but it's like a friend of mine told me, he's a former bartender. He said there's a shot clock. There's a certain amount of time. And if you get involved in a relationship, and that's for the men out there, there is a shot clock. You don't make the basket by the time ball goes to the other team. So
you guys understand that?
I mean, I know what a shot clock is. I'm just not getting the analogy.
She's saying it's the same thing for a woman and a baby.
My girlfriend has not had a serious relationship for 4 to 6 years and has been with several men on and off, and none of them got the shot clock. So I am working her.
Okay, so she doesn't necessarily know this is the weekend that
agreed, but she doesn't know how hard it's going to be because she's been crying and whining. She wanted to be married by 28 or so, get ready to have kids or be having them, and she's just gone to heck in a handbasket. And I'm gonna sit her down, and we're gonna go. She's going to bars. She's doing all the wrong things constantly, and that's not how I found my man. So I'm going to have to steer her clear. We're going to sit down and we're going to get a game plan.
All right. So the way you did it is the right way. So she's going to follow that path.
And guys,
well,
it's not necessarily
the right way. I just necessarily realized I'm not going to be sitting there all night. You got to go to certain places with people that are more serious and more responsible.
Mm-hmm. Like where?
Well, I just don't think hanging out in, you know, Vinny's Pub is a good place. I mean, it can be. I'm sure there's a nice guy there somewhere. But, you know, museum parties, wine tasting, some lecture hall, start going to the concert. I mean, do you guys have any suggestions?
I don't, because we all hang out at those places you were just talking about.
Where is Vinny's Pub? It sounds good.
Both my husband and I. But what I'm saying is because it's the end of the year, I've vowed to have her at least dating a man who is not necessarily going to marry her. but we'll be serious about marrying, not marrying her by the end of the year, but seriously dating her with marriage in mind and is a marriage-minded man.
With all due respect, are you the irritating friend in the group?
Yep.
Like, and to her?
Oh, you were asking her?
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
that friend might like her help.
I hope not.
Has she solicited for your help, or are you?
He was just crying and crying and crying. I said, "Would you like my help?" She's like, "Yeah, I just I don't know what I
okay.
Like,
okay, that's dope. Okay, I thought you were forcing this upon her. Like, I'm tired of hearing you talking. I'm going to find you a man. Mm-hmm. You know, and that friends never quite find, I think, the perfect match that you can find for yourself.
Now here we are. We are into October right now, and you haven't found this man. So is the bar being set lower and lower and lower?
Well, no, I just started. I'm going this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, this is the weekend. This is the first weekend.
Yes, this is the first weekend of Operation Find a Husband.
What's your criteria? What is the man? What is the perfect prey?
It depends on what she wants. I just want someone who's going to treat her well, who's serious. None of this air by fairy to wait 4 days for a phone. I mean, none of that. No.
So you're looking for a needle in a haystack.
Probably.
Yeah.
But now, they're there.
Are you
go to a place where you find needles, many, many needles, and you go to certain places.
Are you one of these women that will absolutely not lose, you will not fail, so you may go into the weekend with the intention of finding a man that fits a whole bunch of different descriptions, but by the end of the weekend, just to say you're successful, you'll find somebody total opposite?
No. I'm not going to, like, you know, knock them down like a bunch of bowling pins. But I'm going to go in there where she's going to make sure that she gets the right idea, the right mind, figures out these kind of men, according to her criteria, which is going to be in the right spot.
Okay.
Okay.
And talking to the right men and feeling good. And we're going to, you know, I'm determined to do this. I mean, look, I met my husband at some crazy friend's museum party, some auction thing. I said nice, hello, and then the cliche, bumped into him in a grocery store later, buying basil. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Does your husband know about this mission? Is he okay with you?
Yeah, he just laughs and says, whatever. I had no idea you were so on point.
You know, when I watch these war movies, there's always the guy that has the handset that's always, calling back to base, and yeah. I feel like you're that person, you know? Like,
she's got the big combat phone.
You're in charge
with
of that operation.
With
yes.
I may employ
yes.
him. We have a friend that this weekend is having a party, and I'm going to drag her to that party and see how she behaves.
Here is one thing that you are not you're not taking into account. Like,
you're crazy.
You're eliminating all sorts of mojo here. Like, guys can pick up. If a woman doesn't have any mojo at all, then he can smell that desperation.
I have a feeling that she's going to put this future husband in a box in the attic near Bubble Boy or Balloon Boy.
No, I'm not quite that bad. I just want to make sure she has enough self-esteem that she knows that she's better than that and she needs to go to places where she is class because she is classy. But there are people with class that are going to take you seriously. I mean, there's lots of people out there running around, but there's a certain time in your life when you just have to behave yourself.
Okay, let's do this. Let me put you on hold and we will get detail by detail of exactly what happened this weekend and we'll see if you came out successful.
Okay.
All right, good luck on the operation.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Never wow. Gonna, would you call it happen. Husband hunting?
Husband hunting.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. Because your desperation for your friend, a guy can sniff that out. He'll be turned off by the friend that's eligible based on the aggression of the one trying to set her up.
I agree with you if she holds her hand through the party. But if this woman finds the right things for her friend to attend, not even necessarily together, but if she's finding different types of functions that, you know, like instead of Moondogs, her friend starts going to the high museum events, and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if she really helps her target, I think that it's good advice.
I think key to the event, whatever the event is, whether it's Moondogs or the high museum or whatever it is, I think key to that is our caller not being there. I think that's really going to improve our the woman's
chances.
You think
it should be obvious?
Why you got to be mean? Why you got to be mean?
Why you got to be crazy?
Go ahead, Brittany. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I thought it was really funny what y'all were saying because actually me and my girlfriends were talking about this all this week. We're going to Wild Bill's tomorrow night, and we were all talking about kind of our timelines, and mine is I'm 26. I just turned 26, and I want to be engaged by the time I'm 27 and married by the time I'm 28, mm-hmm. and I want to have my first child by the time I'm 29.
Okay.
So I've got, I'm on a strict timeline here, and so tomorrow night I start the hunt.
So you've officially said with your friends, like, it's the start line is literally tomorrow night.
Yeah, because I haven't really, it hasn't been that much of an issue up until a couple weeks ago. I turned 26. So now my timeline is kind of getting thrown off. So I need to make sure that I am getting back on track.
We're going to need you to hold on for us, please.
She's not going anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you would compromise what you're really looking for just to have a man?
No, I mean, I don't want to compromise. I'd like for him to be perfect and to be there tomorrow night, tonight. But I don't really want to compromise. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if it gets to that point where, like, in the next year, you know, I don't know. I don't want to lower my standards, though.
You are a woman that we could follow for the next year or so. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask you a couple of questions here. I want to make a checklist right now of the guy that you're looking for. And then we're going to follow you over the next year. And if you get a guy, I'm going to be really curious to see how many of these descriptions are meet the guy that you actually are going to end up with.
What you ended up maybe compromising on.
So what are we looking for here?
Okay, well, wait. If y'all are going to follow me, then I want to be on a voice disguiser just because I don't want people to know I'm crazy.
Oh, sweetie, it's a little late for that.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, no, that's not good. Okay, well, anyway, I want a guy who, I have a college education, and I want a guy who also has a college education.
Okay.
I'd kind of like somebody who, you know, has a job that's important.
Can you define a couple important jobs?
I'm sorry?
What do you consider an important job?
No, I don't mean he has to have an important job. I mean he has to have a job that's,
having a job is important.
The fact that he has a job is important.
Okay.
Cool.
Has to want kids, has to be honest, and I just don't want any losers. I don't want somebody that will just, you know.
What about looks?
Looks aren't the most important thing, but they are important. I mean, it has to be attractive.
Like,
to
what's your type?
I mean, ideally, you're talking about the greatest dating list of all time for you. So if in an ideal world, this guy looks like what?
Yeah. Okay. I would love if he was, I'm a tall girl. I'm like 5'6". So he would have to be at least, I wear a lot of heels. Mm-hmm. So he would have to be at least, you know, 6 foot, maybe 5'11", somewhere around there. As far as, like, eye color and hair color, I don't really mind, but I do want him to be good looking. I'm just like, I like a man that takes care of himself, but I don't like a sissy boy. I like a manly man.
You want a man's man, not a pretty boy.
Yes.
What about interests, like sports, music, whatever?
Hunting.
I like athletes, I think, and hunting and all that stuff's okay, too. But I really like
ATVs.
As long as there's some kind of manly man thing that he does. I know that sounds crazy,
yourself.
If they involved in some kind of sports or some kind of hunting or some kind of, something.
Some testosterone.
She just faded out at the end. Just some kind of.
She wants to get turned on by something he does that is very manly.
Do you consider like cheating on you manly?
No, not at all. I consider that grounds for punishment.
What about religion?
I don't know. I'm not really a religious person. I mean, I live by a moral code, you know, but I'm not really a religious person. So religion isn't that big of an issue to me.
It sounds to me like you really are like the ideal candidate to meet a guy at any given time because you're so open. It's like, I don't really have guidelines, you know? If it comes along and I'm attracted to him, then that's what I'll go with.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, there's a big, I would hate to have to make a big list of things that they have to meet and then, you know, meet Mr. Right and then them have one or two things off. I just, I want that that feeling that you get when you see them, that's just it and you just know it. And I want that. I've never had that. I've always had, you know, crazy boyfriends, and I know y'all think I'm crazy, and I know, and that's okay too. But
I don't think you're crazy.
I don't think you're crazy. I think so many women, that, of course, in all of our minds, we do think, okay, you know what? It's about time. It's time, and this is what I'm going to want. This is what I'm going to get, and I would love to have this happen in this time frame. So I don't think you're crazy.
What about an age range?
Well, you know, like I don't want anybody younger than me. You know, around my age, I don't like to date people too much older than me either. So
from like 26
to 26, so somewhere around 26, 27, 28.
Okay, so that's somewhere between 26.
So nobody over 30.
No.
They're old. Okay. Why did you and your...
Well, I mean, unless, you know, it was like, I mean, Brad Pitt's over 30, so I wouldn't say no to him, you know? But preferably, I'd like somebody around my age. Mm-hmm.
And why did you and your last boyfriend break up?
Because he cheated on me. We were only together for about 3 months, and he cheated on me. So, okay.
Have you done anything since that breakup to make yourself a better girlfriend so your next boyfriend doesn't break up with you?
Don't listen to him.
Actually, you know, me and my girlfriends were all talking about that. And, like, we've kind of, because we've all kind of been crapped on. And we were kind of thinking, like, well, you know, maybe we should take a look at this. And so we started reading a bunch of relationship books.
Oh,
and
no, don't do that.
I have come to the realization that I'm pretty much perfect. I don't know what.
That's awesome, girl.
And we'll leave on that point.
Yes.
I love it.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.